The other tack we take on sort of use cases for interoperability is that, you know, we meet with providers and plans, and we talk regularly about you both are doing the same things. You call them the same things. They're a little bit different, but why are you both doing population health management? I don't know, you know, speaking as an MHDC representative, I don't understand that. I don't understand why people are sort of battling it out on engaging the patient or battling it out on collaboration at the level of business or clinical process. Health plans are much better equipped to do population health management. Providers are much better equipped to deal with care requirements and patients in real time. The same goes with, you know, the broader notion of care management, which is something that both hospitals and health plans do. But if they really sat down together and said, what does practical interoperability mean for our business and how we design our businesses, perhaps we can figure out a way among ourselves, that is providers and plans, to divide and conquer. You know, there are capacities in each of these major, you know, collaborative endeavors that require organizations to say, we can do this part, but we trust you as our business partners to do the other part. That's a big step. You know, everybody's investing in systems that are enormously expensive on the provider side. And I'm sure the same is true on the health plan side, though health plans have more capacity for investment. But providers are spending a lot of money on tools that if they had better collaborative relationships with payers, they wouldn't have to invest in. You know, and I think this has the potential to be a competitive advantage for smaller providers, smaller hospitals, medical groups. They don't have to do this themselves. If they can get out of the, like I said, the adversarial zero-sum game that if we share data with providers or we share data with health plans, they're going to use those data against us, or whatever scenario comes to mind, if we can get past that and start dividing up all the work that's being done and a lot of money that's being swept off the table by IT vendors who are offering niche services that, you know, ultimately never get used. If people think about what they're trying to fix, they fix it and they look at the systems they've bought, they go, you know, we spent millions for this technology that we don't need. And the use of assets in information technology is not great. There's a lot of unused licenses sitting around for, you know, IT shops that have invested in stuff that proved irrelevant to the real task at hand.